USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The world is buzzing about President Trump's tweet to Iran's president not to threaten the United States after Iranian President Hassan Rouhani said yesterday that the United States better not, in his words, play with the lion's tail, warning the U.S. against looking for war, which Rouhani said would be the mother of all wars. President Trump saying in a tweet, quote, "Do not threaten the United States or you will suffer consequences the likes of which few throughout history have ever suffered before." White House spokeswoman Sarah Sanders saying this morning,
He's monitoring and watching the actions of Iran, and if needed, he will take what steps are necessary to protect people in this country and certainly to protect the world from nuclear proliferation.
Sanders was speaking on Fox and Friends, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
A gunman and two other people killed in an incident on a street in Toronto last night that the police say may be terror-related. The man was walking up and down the street randomly shooting people. A dozen other people are hospitalized, including a young girl who is listed in critical condition. This morning, authorities near Branson, Missouri, expect to raise the duck boat that capsized on Table Rock Lake last Thursday night, killing 17 people. An investigation's begun into why it sank during a thunderstorm. The weather might not have been the only factor, according to a private inspector who spoke on NBC's Today Show. Stephen Paul says they discovered last year that those particular boats had a flaw in their design.
That water would get up into the exhaust and eventually seize up the engine, which also drives the bilge pump for the boat, so the boat wouldn't be able to evacuate its own water.
He says the duck boat operator was warned about that flaw. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
New York's Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo is heading to Puerto Rico again today, his fifth trip, hoping to support recovery efforts there after Hurricane Maria slammed into the island 10 months ago. Cuomo is leading a delegation of New York political and labor leaders, as well as educators and students. Democrats are in Kansas fighting for votes in a pro-Trump state. New York congressional candidate Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez saying on CBS's Face the Nation she wants to bring the platform she used for her upset win in a New York Democratic primary to the state of Kansas. She says the factors that created her win are her commitments to Medicare for all, tuition-free public college, and ensuring a Green New Deal for America's future. And the Chicago Cubs are real heroes to one young fan at Wrigley Field. Cubs first base coach Will Venable tossed a ball to the boy who was sitting in the first row at Wrigley, but the ball got away from the kid. It rolled under the seats. That's when a middle-aged man in the second row grabbed the ball and handed it to a woman sitting next to him. The folks in the second row had a good laugh, but the boy and the adults in the first row not so much. But that was before the Cubs saw the video. The team has given the boy two autographed baseballs to make up for it. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.